You're listening to News Radio in Pittsburgh. This is KQV. Good morning. I'm PJ Maloney. Jerry Boatlander on the live line with us now, the AP correspondent in Washington. Let's talk first about Senator Byrd passing away overnight. Good morning, Jerry. Thanks for talking with us.
Good morning. How are you today?
Fine. Well, it's a monumental change, isn't it?
It's the end of an era. There's no other way to put it. And, you know, we hear that so often. But, you know, this truly was a uniquely American person. I mean, born to poverty. He was a butcher before he got his law degree at night. Perhaps one of the finest orators the Senate has ever seen. Certainly the last that we will likely see. And, you know, just a fierce defender of the Constitution. Carried a copy of it around with him all the time. Gave a copy to every incoming senator. And just defended the Senate against any and all comers, no matter who's in the White House.
And speaking of the Constitution, Elena Kagan is going to be going before the judiciary panel today. Tell us about that. What do you expect to happen?
Well, today we're just going to have opening statements, but it's going to be clear how things are going to play out. I mean, Republicans have some serious concerns about her independence. They're very concerned about what happened when she was the head of the Harvard Law School, when the military recruiters couldn't use the career offices because of she was critical of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Democrats will portray her as someone who's in touch with average folks, who knows how judicial rulings impact people. She is not a judge, not in the so-called judicial monastery. And so that could open us up to questions where she might be pressed a little more than judges might be, because, of course, judges really don't answer a lot of legal questions when you go before a panel. But she doesn't have that to fall back on, and they may quiz her on some things she did when she was a domestic policy advisor for the White House in the Clinton administration, and basically say, look, was this your belief, or was this just you doing your job?
Is there any question that she'll be confirmed?
Unless something totally comes out of left field, no. The Democrats have the numbers in the Senate Judiciary Committee, 12-7. You know, the specter of a filibuster has been raised in the full Senate, but it's just so unlikely. Years ago, there were unwritten rules against filibustering judicial nominees. Certainly, it has happened in the past, but right now, it appears unlikely, and, you know, with Democrats holding 58 votes now with the death of Senator Robert Byrd earlier this morning, they still do have a majority.
Jerry Boatlander, thanks a lot for talking with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You do the same. Thanks. Jerry Boatlander, AP correspondent in Washington, D.C. Time now is 6:35.